decriminalisation, for me, wouldn't actually go far enough. It would still leave drugs in the hands of the sale of drugs in the hands of the criminal underworld. It would deny us a taxation stream, let's say. For example, they have legalised in Colorado, very similar population to Ireland, and they take over, well, last year they took over €400 million in taxation. So, yeah, I would be calling for legalisation, proper regulation and taxation in the same way as we treat alcohol.
Now, I'm a bit conflicted on this. I don't really have a position on it as such, Luke, but what I do know is I would speak from time to time, you know, to addiction counsellors and that type of those type of people in that area, and they talk about how the people they deal with, and often the journey for someone into addiction is they might start off with cannabis, become dependent on that, either stay on that and seek treatment or move on to other drugs. I mean, we both recognise that does happen, but do you believe that legalising cannabis would not have any material impact on the numbers or the problems, or what's your views?
Well, first off, from the point of view of the gateway theory, I mean, if you want to apply the gateway theory, and the gateway theory works on the basis that the first drug that people use is cannabis. The reality, though, is if you want to look at the gateway theory, the first drug that people use in Ireland is alcohol. So, I mean, the logic there would be that if banning a substance prevents progression onto other drugs, less harmful and more harmful drugs, well, then you would also apply that to alcohol. But you don't. And the reason why you don't is because they actually tried that in the United States of America, and it caused far more problems than it solved.
Yeah, but we do see, and I'll let you continue your point because I'm really interested to hear what you have to say, but we do see, like, the starting point shouldn't be everyone boozes so we can do this, that and the other. We're seeing in Canada now, and quite rightly so, whereby, you know, alcohol is being... people are being told the truth about alcohol, that it is cancer causing, that it does create serious problems to try and break that sort of relationship between people and booze. So, you know, maybe we should be changing our attitude to alcohol rather than using it as a comparison to cannabis.
I would be an advocate of changing our attitude to alcohol. I would, and I always have been, an advocate of not allowing advertisement of alcohol, because to me, advertising is the ultimate form of pushing by the most skilled pushers in the world, by people who are experts at getting you to purchase something. So for me, we shouldn't go down the same road as alcohol with it. What I'm talking about is harm reduction. What I'm talking about is having the safest possible situation where people know what they're using, where they know who they're dealing with, where they're not in a situation where they could potentially also be sold other drugs like cocaine, etc. But obviously, some people do have problems with cannabis. Some people have problems with other drugs. But for me, the worst possible environment to help these people is under the current environment, where if you do have a problem, if you go for help, you are potentially left open to getting a criminal record. And in particular on cannabis, when you talk about a criminal record, you've got to look at the overall benefits and harms to society. And you have to look at the harms to society that prohibition of cannabis has caused. In Ireland, and the Department of Justice or the Department of Health can't give you solid figures on it, but definitely over 100,000 people in Ireland currently have a criminal record for possession of cannabis. That prevents them, if they honestly apply on a job application for any serious job, whether that be a teacher, whether that be working as a social worker, they will not get that job because this will show up. It also prevents people from travelling. It also prevents people who are in situations where they're looking for rights to see their children, where they can't see them. So it has a very, very significantly negative impact on people's lives.
But I mean, that's how the law,
that prohibition has.
Yeah, and that's how the law is designed, isn't it? It is to, something that's illegal, if you do it, there is consequences. But I take your point that you believe that they are too severe and too impactful. So in the last couple of minutes, because I know you've got other appointments, what would you like to see? Like, what in Ireland, if you could wave a magic wand, where would cannabis be available? From what age could you get it? How would the price or strength or revenue be determined? Like, what would you see as the perfect situation in Ireland, for an example?
Well, look, I suppose the good news is, unlike when I started off on this campaign about 25 years ago, it was all theory. Now we have practical models put in place in countries around the world. And I personally would prefer a model similar to what they have in Malta, which there is a situation where you're allowed to grow four plants for yourself. But if you don't want to do that, you can join a club. And in these clubs, they can grow multiples of that amount. For people, you can go to the club and you can source it there. Alternatively, you could follow a purely commercial model like they have in Colorado or like they have in other states around the world, or you could follow what they do in Canada. But the reality is, this is happening. It has already happened in Malta. It has happened in Uruguay. It's happened in Canada. It's happened in many states in the United States. At the moment, they are, and this is what the conference will be about tomorrow, they are looking at doing it, and they will do it in Czechia within the next year, in Germany within the next year, in Luxembourg within the next year. So things are changing on this issue. And we currently have a citizens' assembly on drug use at the moment. And it's clear to be seen from the 99 members of that assembly that opinions have also changed in Ireland. And I have to say, I'm happy to see that Fianna Fáil seem to be moving in a direction of decriminalisation. And I have to say that I think this is now going to happen. The question is, how will it happen? How will we do it? And how soon do we do it? But for me, I would say the sooner the better.